From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
As he just said, it's the Bryant Park Project, Mom, from NPR News. We got news, we got info, we got Allison Stewart, we got jailbreaks, but not Allison Stewart breaking out of jail. And we got the best song in the world right this very second. It's Tuesday, December 18, 2007. I'm Torre.
I'm Allison Stewart, and you were very excited this morning about an acquisition by one of the largest art museums in the world.
Yes, it's a very light, nice thing. It's a great thing when museums get great gifts, and the estate of Diane Arbus has given the Metropolitan Museum of Art her complete archives, hundreds of early photos, negatives, contact prints, 7,500 rolls of film. And the museum also bought 20 of her most important photos that people say are worth $5 million. Now the entire Diane Arbus oeuvre will be available for all of us to see forever.
Not like Bert Favre. It's an oeuvre. I think everybody thinks of the picture of those twins. That's sort of the quintessential Diane Arbus photo.
I wonder if Bill is cringing a bit now. It's not Favre, it's Favre.
I just like something about Mary, that's it. Coming up on the show, our continuing look at how the presidential candidates are perceived in their hometowns. Buckle up, everybody. Today it's Ron Paul from Texas.
And we're going to have the story of that amazing jailbreak in Elizabeth, New Jersey that happened over the weekend. We're going to get the details of how they did it and what was written on the note that they left behind.
Yeah, they're polite escapees. An update on the writer's strike. There may not be an Oscar ceremony this year. Plus, we'll go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
On the road again. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is making an unannounced visit to Iraq today. Well, it wasn't unannounced until a moment ago. And Turkey had apparently the same idea. Turkish forces crossed the border into northern Iraq last night in pursuit of Kurdish rebels.
Secretary Rice's trip began in Kirkuk in the oil-rich Kurdish region in northern Iraq. She touted what the Bush administration sees as cooperation and progress in that area.
Rice met with provincial leaders there and said, quote, "It's an important province for the future of Iraq, for a democratic Iraq, an Iraq that can be for all people."
The secretary is now in Baghdad, where she is expected to meet with several of the country's leaders. This is Secretary Rice's first visit to Iraq since a surprise joint appearance with President Bush and Defense Secretary Robert Gates. That was back in September.
Meantime, back in the north, about 175 miles from where Secretary Rice was, some 300 Turkish soldiers have crossed into Iraqi territory. They came about a mile and a half over the Iraq side of the border overnight, pursuing rebels from the Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, that has been attacking Turkey from northern Iraq.
On Sunday, Turkey conducted airstrikes against the PKK. That operation was condemned by the Iraqi government, but Turkey said it had tacit approval from
The United States.
The Bush administration has been trying to balance support for Turkey and Iraq's Kurds, both of which are seen as key allies.
We're going to keep you posted as Secretary Rice continues her time in Baghdad. That's the BPP's big story. Now we got Rachel Martin with even more news.